Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is I, Lady Y. Hello, world, USA, America, kings and queens. Good morning, good morning, good morning, baby. It's Talking Tuesday with, right, it's Talking Tuesday all over the world with your girl, the why and why not. Because we can't see. I'm still getting used to, hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is I, Lady Y. Good morning. Hey, okay, I want to start off by saying how everybody doing. It's Talking Tuesday all over the world, baby. All over the world. Okay, let's get into it. I changed my name. I'm still trying to get used to getting into the feeling of the Lady Y. You know, instead of your girl, the why. You know, we're going to get it. I'm going to get it. Your God ain't done with me yet. He ain't done with me yet. Now, listen, God is good when all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out over here. Good morning, world. Good morning, USA. Okay, it's Talking Tuesday. Okay, and it is I, Lady Y. Yes, let's get into it, shall we? We shall. Okay, I know y'all been talking about this because it hit the internet a couple of days ago, even though our beautiful queen has been saying that she has been dropping breadcrumbs, so to speak. Okay, allegedly. All right. These are her words. These are her words only. Okay, she says she's been dropping us some breadcrumbs. Okay, and with those breadcrumbs, she says this year. Okay, next year. All right. Listen, we are not carrying any dead weight with us. Okay. And with that said, allegedly, all right, Miss Cardi B has broken her silence, letting us know, her fans, because we love her to death. We love you, Cardi, no matter what type of decision you make. I'm going to start off by saying that. All right. She told her fans, okay, a couple days ago, all right, and I quote, let me make sure we get this, because you know me, baby. Girl, I got to get it right, okay, for my girl Cardi, okay? Cardi, right. She told her fans on her IG, allegedly, a couple days ago. She broke her silence by saying that she's single, and she's been single for quite some time. Now, for me, right, revealed to us, she broke her silence. She revealed to us that she's single and she's been single for quite some time. Now, me, I'm sad about this, all right? It is I, Lady Y. I'm sad about this because y'all know I always say, all right, two is always better than one. And let's talk about it because guess what? It's Talking Tuesday, all right, with I, your girl, Lady Y. Okay, let's get into it, baby. Yes, it's Talking Tuesday and we need to talk about it. I feel sad about it. Okay, now our beautiful queens told us, her fans, okay, because we all are fans. I know I'm a fan. Okay, I'm going to stay a fan forever. And I'm not going to choose. I love them and I love both of their lives. Now listen, our queen told us sometimes we just outgrow things. Okay, which is the truth. We can't get mad. Sometimes we just outgrow things. And sometimes, America, we do not. Keep in mind, baby, that's her baby daddy. And she's so classy. Oh, my God. Yes. Cardi B classy? Yes. Cardi B classy, boo. Okay, I said it. You heard it, right? She's so classy because she don't want y'all to, you know, do nothing. They just outgrew each other, okay? It's over with that. No matter what the tabloids are saying, they got a lot of stuff out here, allegedly. To me, it's bullcrap so people can grab clout, like the one rumor they got out talking about Offset allegedly was supposed to be messing with Krishan Rock. Okay, that don't even make sense. Okay, that didn't make sense to me. So I feel like I'm going to take at what my queen said at face value. Sometimes we just do outgrow each other. And maybe she's ready, America, for a new chapter. Sometimes us as women, right, you listen, y'all, you can't make nobody love you. In every relationship, allegedly, it's always one person that loves the other one more than the other one. You know what I'm saying? It's always that one that's going to love you more or you going to love them more. You understand me? And after so many years of that, not getting the same love that you put in, you're going to be tired. Okay? You're going to say, you know what? Maybe we are better separate. Okay, she said this song. What was it? What was it? Who was it? Who was it? Was it a Brian McKnight? No. It was a Maxwell song. Maxwell song, she said. She described her relationship as a Maxwell song. You know that Maxwell song, Butterfly? Okay, oh, that's a beautiful song. Ladies and gentlemen, go listen to it. Kings and queens, go listen to it. It's a beautiful song. And sometimes we just got to fly our wings separately just to see how, number one, just to see, listen, can you fly? Would you fly? And how high would you fly? And listen, America, you would never know if you didn't try. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we as women, right, we get tired of our feelings being hurt. And I was so sad because I rooted for this couple. I loved them to death. And she tried with all her heart and soul. Y'all know she did. We was in it. Listen, we was all invested. We remember when they first met. Okay. All right, when they was first on the internet, had the internet going crazy. Remember that one time y'all thought they was actually doing something on live? Okay, I was in that. I was like, oh my God, could you see? Could you see? Could you see? I mean, we was all invested, and we still are. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we could be great and separate. And sometimes you got to be woman enough or man enough or smart enough to realize that. You understand me? Right. And if it's true love, they'll find their way back to each other later on anyway. Y'all know how it go. All right, true love never dies. You understand me? Right, it is I, Lady Y. Good morning. It's Talking Tuesday over here in the seas. Okay, it's kind of chilly. It's really cold out here. And today, our first today's topic was about our queen. I know y'all heard about it allegedly on the internet. You know, her and Offset, you know, had decided. Listen, I'm going to put my own spin on it allegedly, because I feel like to me that this was a mutual agreement. You know, sometimes some relationships have ran their course. And y'all know how hard Carly fought for her love and her family. We know that. You understand me? So sometimes you just got to let people go so they can learn. You know, sometimes things is a learning experience. Like I said, you're in a relationship sometime for a reason and a season. And sometimes you just got to know, you know what I'm saying, when to go. It is your girl, Lady Y. Okay, I'm relaxed today. It's Talking Tuesday all over the world, baby, all over the world. And we want to wish our queen, Miss Carly B., okay, a beautiful, great adventure next year. May it bring you more blessings and more love and more just the love you always wanted and the love you could imagine. You understand me? I wish this for you, Lady Y. All right, y'all, listen, it's Talking Tuesday all over the world. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You know, I know y'all was hearing about it. I had to touch bases on it, put my little spin on it, allegedly. Listen. Get them kids bundled up because allegedly out here on the streets, right? It's a flu going out. It's a flu bug. All the kids is getting sick. Something like it's making them have like pneumonia symptoms and everything. Nose all snotty, baby, is bad. Because, you know, I'm over here watching my grandbaby and she got it again. It seemed like every year, baby, she prone to everything. Okay, and listen, sometimes we had that one grandchild that's sickly. You know what I'm saying? You can't get mad. It is what it is. That's a course of nature. The only thing you can do as a parent is make sure they're bundled up, keep them warm, get those penicillins in their system, and make sure they don't spread it amongst the other children. Okay, now let's get into it. All right, let's get into the news, baby, of the week on this Talking Tuesday. It is I, Lady Y. Listen, Diddy begs for mercy after the fourth lawsuit. Okay, the fourth lawsuit came, and 50 Cent exposed Rick Ross and Diddy's freakouts, allegedly. You know, y'all know how y'all was saying allegedly, you know, on the internet. Go look for it. It's out there. Everybody reading about it. You know, Diddy used to throw parties and up whatnot. You know, little freakums and get'ems and everything. You know, everybody know about it. Jamie Foxx was talking about it as well. Well, okay, 50 is threatening to expose all of that. Okay, I told y'all last week 50 said that he was going to write a movie, right? Surviving Diddy. More on that story, baby, okay, as it develops. Yeah, because remember we talked about it last week when I told y'all Diddy threatened to unalive 50 Cent after 50 announced a documentary, okay, to expose Diddy. Okay, right. Baby, it's getting bad for Diddy out here in these streets, allegedly. Okay, right. Okay, so let's get on into it, baby. Let's get on into the stories of the week. Okay, yeah. So 50 threatened to expose, you know, Diddy's little freakum parties inside his documentary. Like I said, more on that story as it develops. And guess what? I can't wait, okay, till the movie, the documentary come out. Because, you know, knowing 50, knowing 50, Curtis finna tell everybody about it. He finna lay it out. Okay, now, this week sometime on Beyonce's internet, listen, we got footage of Mr. T.I. himself going real fast. He got pulled over by the cops. He was upset, okay, because him and Tiny, okay, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, done had an argument. Boy, listen here. What I wouldn't want to be a fly on that wall. What I would love to be a fly on that wall, okay? Okay, because T.I. was mad, baby. He was flying, okay? Got pulled over by the cops. Yeah, he ain't getting nothing but a warning or probably a ticket and everything because, you know, he went on and told the cops the truth. Listen here, me and the wife got into it. I'm a little upset. I'm trying to get back home, you know, because if I don't get my ass back in there before the wife say I need to be back in there, it's going to be trouble. You understand me? Happy wife, happy life. More on that story as it develops. It is I, your girl, Lady Y. All right, let's get into it. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on this week. I got a lot of stuff going on this week. Now, listen. One of these women claimed, allegedly, that DJ Academic has a mini baby leg. That's what they say. Okay? Right. That's what they said. They said that if you want to, you know, get that bag, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, I think it was his ex-girlfriend. Okay? Right. I ain't going to say her name, but she claimed, you know, he got a little baby leg, ladies. And you're right. You might want to get on over there to get you a bag because they say he tricking on them bags right now. But look, just like T.I. said, baby, it ain't tricking if you got it. Okay. I love y'all. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's good. It is what it is, ain't it? And is okay, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. We don't want to make this young man mad. He's been having headlines lately. He's been in the headlines lately. Okay, he done already had enough going on with the KGB community. Well, that's the same one, and is allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Okay, more on that story. Okay, as it developed. That's what they said. Now, don't get mad at me because the screech is talking, DJ Academic Baby. Okay, they say you got small baby leg. And I didn't say that. I think it was your ex-girlfriend, allegedly one of them, because she said she was spending the bag on you when she should have waited, right, so you could start tricking the bag on her. Right. We're getting that more later. I ain't going to say no names, allegedly. I'm just going to say the part that what meant the most. For the ladies, for the ladies. Okay, right. Now, and more news, all right, more headlines this week. Y'all know Jocelyn and the baddies got into it with the cabaret and whatnot. All right, they say Jocelyn didn't get her fair. Right, they say Natalie didn't get her fair, you know, one up. No, what they call it? When they want to fight you, they one in, that one, they lick back. They say Natalie didn't get her lick back, okay? And they've been talking about that. They've been so mad at the cabaret, okay? Not at the cabaret, because they say the other girls were scrapping. They said the only one, allegedly, that wasn't fighting on the Nick Cannon, you know, thing was Jocelyn. They say the security really didn't let Natalie get her lick back, okay? So, they kind of mad at Jocelyn. They like, why you ain't letting Natalie get her lick back? Allegedly, word on the streets. They say it was good. It was so good, allegedly, right? Listen, all right, let me get into it. Since I'm talking about it. Okay, so this weekend sometime, Nick Cannon had, you know, like how he have Wildin' Out. Right, right. Well, he had something like the baddies versus the cabaret, or the cabaret versus the baddies, okay? It was supposed to be, you know, a little thing like that. Well, it was good. Coming out the gate, they knew it was going to go wrong because they said, allegedly, that Jocelyn Hernandez interrupted, right, Okay. Now, when the baddies were coming out, and they were announcing the baddies and stuff, they said that Jocelyn came out. They knew it was going to go wrong because Jocelyn came out and interrupted the intro of the baddies coming out. So she was already with the smoke, word on the street, so to speak. Right. And then they said it was up ever since Jocelyn mushed Natalie in her head. So they said Jocelyn was talking shit from the jump, talking shit about Natalie, woo, woo, woo. They said Natalie allegedly took it like a G. She was like, okay, whatever. This is what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to be. All right. And she didn't, the word on the street was, she wasn't even talking about Miss Hernandez coke problem. She wasn't. All she said was, is it true? Allegedly. Now, this is what Natalie said. That made Natalie mush her in the head. Now, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. All Natalie said was, is it true that you had to suck Mona Scott cuckoo, woo, 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 allegedly, to get over or something? So they said that enraged Jocelyn, and she smushed Natalie's head. And so when Natalie go to get her lick back, security grabbed, grabbed Natalie. They didn't grab Jocelyn. So Jocelyn was free to run in the back. They said Jocelyn kept on taking her breaks, her snort breaks, allegedly, word on the streets. They said she even asked the performer that night, which was Gorilla, allegedly. Now, this is word on the street, so to speak. Did she have any white dust? If you're looking for the ride, boom, 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 gonna ride the white horse. So she was looking for that. Right, right. So she was even asking the entertaining people, do they got some? Boy, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, Jocelyn was something else up in there, okay? They said once that Jocelyn mushed Natalie, the fight was up. Everybody was fighting. They said they couldn't. It was so good, okay? Right, it was good. This is a live audience, by the way. And they said that they couldn't, okay, take any pictures because they took their phones. So they couldn't show us what went down, but it was going down so bad that Tashkishi's crew got into it with Gorilla's crew, allegedly, over Tashkishi's man. Somebody was standing too close to her man, or one of the dancers was standing too close to her man, or something like that, allegedly, word on the screen. So it was up with them. So they had several fights that night, allegedly. Okay, this is good. This is Zeus. Nick Cannon, oh, yes, mwah, great, brilliant. I told y'all that's a brilliant young man. Look what he bringing together, the mess. Okay, they said that, look, the young kids love all that violence. Okay, the young generations, the nipple babies, oh, they fucking love it. They go wild for this shit. Okay, allegedly. Okay, and it's on Zeus, by the way. It's coming on Zeus. And they said Natalie was bending over, clapping her ass at Nick Cannon. And, you know, her husband, allegedly husband, we're going to talk about that later. Okay, he was getting all upset, you know, because sometimes Miss Hernandez get out of hand, baby. Okay, especially when she on that white pony. You understand? Going to ride that white horse. And then they said, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. And Nick Cannon said, girl, Jocelyn, you better stop playing with me before I put a baby in you. And they said, ballistic. Yes, that's his name. Hey, ballistic. They said he was going off. He was mad because Jocelyn, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, was being disrespectful, bending over, slapping her ass in front of Nick Cannon and everything. And Nick was saying, girl, you better stop. Okay, and you better stop. Okay, Miss Hernandez, because Nick ain't playing. You know how many kids that young man got? Oh, baby, he fertile. That young man fertile. Okay, you know he is. And he is, okay? And they say ballistic was going ballistic, okay? All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, USA. It is I, your girl, Lady Y. Okay, I said I was going to get into it. It's Talking Tuesday. Excuse me, okay, because we were so rudely. Okay, interrupted. Now, where was we? Right, we were on the baddies, right? Were we on the baddies? I think we were on the Baddies and we were saying that Zeus Network is a beautiful, quiet, undercover addiction for me. Because if you like toxic, okay, if you like a little taste of drama on the side, that's where you go. Okay, I'm telling you, it is I, your girl, Lady Y. Yes, we was talking about how ballistic, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, was going ballistic. Okay, because Miss Jocelyn Hernandez, okay, was being who? Miss Jocelyn Hernandez, the Puerto Rican princess herself. Okay, and we was also talking about how the streets was talking. How they were saying that that the zoo security didn't let Natalie get her lick back, okay, with Miss Jocelyn Hernandez with the Puerto Rican princess, okay? So listen, y'all, we need a number two. We need a part two, okay, on this Wildin' Out special, Baddies versus, the Cabaret, baby! If that wasn't good tea, baby, that was some good tea. Listen, more tea. Look, they so mad at the Puerto Rican princess, y'all. And y'all need to stop, okay? Because she giving us what we want. She definitely, okay, giving us what we want. Listen, y'all asked for this. You understand me? We asked for this, okay? We asked for this type of entertainment, baby. And she give, listen, that's a performer, if nothing else. She giving us what we asked for. We want an entertainment, baby. She gave us entertainment. Don't get mad at her because she know what these newbies, what they call them, Nero babies like. And you know what they like. Listen, they so mad at a word on the street, y'all. They even trying to tell her real business. Yeah, they trying to tell her real name, which we already know her real name. Do your research. We already knew her real name back from Love and Hip Hop, like from Stevie J. And old girl was trying to expose her. Remember that? Allegedly. Yeah, we already know that. But what we didn't know was what was her age. And let me tell y'all something. She beautiful either way. Right. Allegedly. Word on the streets, they saying, instead of, you know, what she is right now, she might be like, you know, 7 or 8 years, you know, older than what she say. Who cares? The Puerto Rican princess is beautiful. Okay, and word on the screen say ballistic. Okay, why he over there going ballistic? Allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, ain't even her real husband. That's what they saying. They saying they can't find no marriage license with her and ballistics. Name on it. Because, you know, she popping right now. So everybody going to start trying to dig up everything they know about you or they think they know about you. Right. And put it on them blocks. And that's what they got, baby. Okay, allegedly word on the street, so to speak. Her ballistic. Okay, here goes some tea for you and me. Baby, I ain't even married. Okay, yeah, baby. I'm telling you. Oh, T. On this Talking Tuesday with your girl, Lady Y. It is I. Now, in other news, baby, they say Krishan Rock is upset at Blueface. She is so tired. Hold on, y'all. Alexis, play my favorites, please. Thank you, girl. Now, let's get into it. They say she has had enough of Blueface. She has had enough of his shenanigans, going over her house, getting her baby. Okay, baby. Getting her baby up at 4 o'clock in the morning because she wasn't there to give him what he needed. And by the way, Krishan said word on the streets, she tired of him. Okay, she said this needs to stop. She get ready to press charges in a minute because, listen, Krishan Jr. got a damn cold from that night. He ain't get the baby up and wrap him up and nothing, just brought him out and shit all in the cold, all because what? He mad at his mama. And Krishan said, word on the street, so to speak. Okay, a little pillow talk. Allegedly, Krishan said the only thing he want to do when he come over there anyway is try to have sex or beat on her. And that's all for y'all. Okay, kicker, stumper, all kind of shit, she said. Yeah. She said, baby, word on the streets, Krishan said, Blueface is something else. Okay, she said, allegedly, word on the streets, so to speak, a little pillow talk, he should have been locked up. And here Zeus got him on acting like, right. Here Zeus got him on acting like Mr. Rogers, okay? Allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak. He trying to promote, okay, female rappers talking about you would get a $1 million contract with Milk Company. Milk Company, y'all, is his company, okay? All right, he claiming you can get a $1 million contract, right, if they choose you, okay, right? Tall, skinny, fat, small, right? Zeus done put him up, he acting like Mr. Rogers. Beautiful day in the neighborhood, right? It was funny. I liked it, the trailer. Get into it. All right, Krishan said, listen, he should have been went to jail, okay? She did. She said she tied him trying to put hands on, and she getting ready to put a stop to this. Okay, she said, because she tired of it. She don't feel like that she, you know, should be getting abused. And then he out here talking crap about it. He should have went to jail when he showed Krishan Rock Jr.'s little thing, right? Then he out here talking shit, talking about allegedly Krishan Jr. ain't his. Talking about he did his own private, right. He did his own private DNA test. And it said that Krishan Jr. wasn't his. Really? Okay, well, didn't they already do a DNA test? And it said that Krishan Jr. was his blue face. Come on now. Okay, they said he a little David Ruffin Jr. I ain't lying, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Right, that's another one they say, you know, kind of mess with that white horse. Allegedly, I'm just saying. Word on the street, so to speak. White horse. You know, they act different. You know, when they own different things. Okay, now, well, word on the streets, allegedly Erykah Badu is warning people, okay, say Jay-Z is worse than Diddy. Okay, word on the street, so to speak. Allegedly, just a little pillow talk. More on that story, okay, as it develops. Now, listen, Michelle K calls out Toya. Y'all know Toya, Lil Wayne's baby mama, Toya. And y'all remember, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, when Michelle K was so-called in the abusive relationship. Baby, yeah. They say Toya took her man, right? Allegedly. I don't know how it went. But they say Toya knew about the whole thing. Knew about the whole of Bruce and everything. Okay, this is what Michelle K said on the R&B Money podcast. Okay, so y'all go get into it. Said Toya knew about everything that went on. Knew about all the beatings and everything, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Get into it, baby. Y'all need to, right. Go ahead and listen to the podcast. It's out there for the world, to see. Now, speaking of, right, speaking of Toya and her baby daddies, did y'all know what Lil Wayne said? Lil Wayne said, here it is right here. Lil Wayne said, okay, his worth is $150 million, but he says he doesn't have it. Okay, Lil Wayne said he's going broke, y'all. Can you believe that? Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. They say, right. They say they always say how much a person is worth. That mean when they say how much you worth, that mean when you get rid of all your assets, that all your shit, your properties, your cars, you done sold everything. Once Lil Wayne done sold everything, he ain't got nothing, y'all. He'll be worth $150 million. Okay, ain't that something? That's kind of, I don't know how y'all feel about that. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. Okay, right. All right, let's get into it. Oh, I told y'all, we have a lot. Okay, Clyde Davis, sends chilling confession about Diddy's trafficking. 17-year-old says they was together for about 7 years. Okay, wait, no. They're saying Clyde. Allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, is talking about him and Diddy's, you know, because they were saying him and Diddy was together. Allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak. That's what they were saying for years, okay? So finally now, Mr. Davis, right, has allegedly confirmed it, okay? And he made some chilling confessions about, you know, him and Diddy trafficking 17-year-olds. Okay, and he said they was in a relationship, Clyde and Diddy. Okay, Clyde said himself, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak. He said himself, him and Diddy was together for about 7 years, y'all. Okay, ain't that something? Woo! All right, in other news this week. Okay, here's another thing. All right, right. Here's another thing, y'all. Bootsy gets emotional speaking on the meeting, speaking on the first time he met Cat Williams. Okay, Bootsy badass. Allegedly, word on the street say Bootsy, say Cat Williams is a real man. Say Cat Williams, this coming from Bootsy. So y'all know this the truth. Hold on, baby. Say Cat Williams was the only one gave him money when he got out of jail. He said, out of everybody was screaming, free Bootsy. He said the only person took time and gave him some money was Cat Williams, y'all. Can you believe that? I can. Cat's a stand-up dude. Okay, it's a lot of stories coming out about Cat now, you know, after the industry done they thing. Oh, y'all, I told y'all I had to I'm taking care of my grandma, my grandbaby, right now as we talking, baby, okay? I'm doing grandma duty at the same time. Okay, now let's get back into it. Yeah. Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little Pulitzer. They said, oh, it is I. All right, your girl Lady Y is talking Tuesday, baby, and we talking about it, all right? Boosie gets emotional speaking on Cat Williams. Said Cat Williams, okay, the first time he met him, okay, was the first one threw him some money. And guess what? Bootsy said he needed it at the time, had bought his first house, didn't have nothing. He said, all y'all people free, talk about free Bootsy, didn't give him a quarter. Here come Cat, okay, right on time. Ain't that God? That's why Bootsy said he always pray to God. He always pray to God because God is what? Always on time. Now, listen, more on that story as it develops. Let's get into the story about Eazy-E's son reveals, right, that Eazy exposed Hollywood Illuminati. He was killed before he was murdered. What? Lord, right, Lord, look at it. I'm reading stuff. Y'all, please forgive me. Right, no, the son was saying that Eazy got killed. He was murdered. Okay, because he knew the secrets, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. He was going to expose the secrets of the Hollywood Illuminati. Now, you know, you can't mess with Hollywood Illuminati. That's a powerful thing, y'all. Leave that alone. Listen, y'all just got on Sexy Red because, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk. She went on her IG Live and was saying how she sold her soul. Yes, Miss Sexy Red herself. And she said, allegedly, she said she glad she did. Okay, and she said she happy, and she right, and she got more money than she ever could have. Okay, because yeah, she went on and admitted, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Okay, the word on the street is saying allegedly that she was on her IG and she admitted to selling her soul. Y'all better be careful out here and leave Hollywood alone, because the Hollywood is a powerful organization. Illuminati is a powerful organization. Okay, you people should really know that. Listen, in other news today, Taylor Swift, all right, I know y'all remember about way back in the days when Kanye got on the stage. Right. And no, then he said, no, remember the time where her and Kanye made a song and it had Taylor name on it, all right? Right. Okay, they said all that. Okay, it was a lot with him and Taylor and Kanye. It was a lot with Kanye, Taylor, and Kim back in the days, okay? All Taylor Swift is saying that Kim never apologized. Even though her and Kanye wasn't together, right, Kim never apologized. And fans, okay, the Swifties is saying that the Kardashian, Kim, Miss Kardashian herself, owes Taylor Swift, right, an apology. Okay, the internet is up in a roar. Okay, they're going to get down on you. Miss Kardashian, I suggest you get the going, baby. You get over there and give Miss Taylor Swift the apology that she needs and she wants. Okay, because she is who? Person of the year. Yes, baby, Times Person of the Year. Congratulations again, Miss Taylor Swift. Okay, say your demands, girl. And guess what, Miss Kardashian? Kim, that is. She wants an apology. That's okay. Her demand on this Talking Tuesday with your girl, the Lady Y, and why not? Because we can. We a family, a company, a squad, and more news. More on this in this Beyonce, right? More on this Beyonce internet, baby. They don't be playing. Okay, Beyonce internet do not be playing. They saying Chris Brown is being sued for $20 million by a woman who said, okay, that she was essayed allegedly on a boat, on Puff Daddy's boat in 2020, y'all, in Miami. Ooh, allegedly. More on this story as it develops. Okay, they just coming out, ain't they? Talking about she was raped. Okay, allegedly. Okay, by Chris Brown on Puff Daddy's boat. Okay, ain't that something? P. Diddy's boat. Boy, P. Diddy, you was everywhere, son. Oh, my goodness. I see why you begging, okay, for forgiveness. More on that story, okay, as it develops. Now, ladies, let me get into this story, baby, because let me tell you something. I know I got two hot stories. Here go one. Here go another one. Charleston White. Why y'all trying to beat up on that man? I know he say a lot of stuff. I know he make a lot of y'all angry. But sit back and listen to his cause, will you? All right. The internet was in an uproar this weekend because he got attacked. Charleston White got attacked in Texas. Okay, some boys with some jerseys came on. He was talking crap. I seen him hit, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I seen Charleston White hit the boy with the damn mic. And he had a plan or something in his hand. Okay, sure, we could say the old man was defending himself, which he was. You know what? I really want to talk to him. I really want to sit back and interview this man. I really need to understand his motive, because let me tell you something. A man who is willing to die for his cause is a dangerous man, okay? And he said he wants things to be right. Y'all be up here promoting these rappers that be promoting killing, shooting, cussing out women and everything. Uh-huh, that's what the man said. Right. He said, why can't y'all support him and hit and what he's fighting for? And you know what? I really want to know. I want to sit down with the man. I want to interview the man, because y'all going after that man. I'm nervous for that man. And trust and believe, young bloods, this man is a senior citizen. Do y'all know how much time y'all can get hurting this man? I seen that big ass linebacker tackle that little man down to the ground. I was screaming. It was like I was there at the goddamn concert or stand up or whatever it was. I was screaming, "Wah!" Babe, as soon as they got up on the stage, yeah, as soon as he hit y'all with that flower pot and the mic, by the way, I saw it, sir. I saw it. Baby, they pushed that boy up on stage with that jersey. And when they pushed him, he went and tackled Babe. And when they hit the ground, I was screaming, y'all. I'm like, do they not know that man is a senior citizen? Y'all can hurt that man. Well, I understand he talk a lot of stuff y'all don't want. But guess what? That man's still a senior citizen. Listen, and if you won't change, you got to do something to change it. If you don't stand up for something, you going to fall for anything. He just trying to make things matter. You understand me? Real things matter. Listen, I love y'all. Okay, I do love you. Leave that senior citizen alone, y'all. Let that man live. Go on, leave that man alone. Come on now. Listen, if he ain't talking nothing right, why y'all mad? The truth hurts. It is what it is. I would love to interview Mr. Charleston White. Somebody tell him, listen, I ain't got a dime, sir. But I would love to sit up and understand your cause. Okay? So the world can know. You know what you fighting for. That's all. That's all. And other stories today. One more story. Give me one more story, baby. Okay, no. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. No, don't blow. Hold on, little mama. Put your nose up. Family is everything. Take care of these kids. They got that flu. Hold on. Sit on there, little mama. Give me a couple minutes with the world, and then I'll get back in there and make your noodles, your Chinese noodles and everything, what you want to eat today, or pancakes. What you want for breakfast? Pancakes. Okay, we got you. All right, in other news today, we're going to go with this last little story, because you know me. I got to go be the grandmother. Okay. Okay, look, I got a couple of stories, but I'm going to go with this one because I'm so tired of hearing about it. And us as black women, we need to stick together better than what we're doing out here. Listen, in these streets, I'm talking to a miss. Who we go? Ladies. Okay, because let me tell you something. Tommy says she done with it. All right. It says Tommy Lee. claps back at Tamar getting her man back. Okay, here's the things, ladies. Listen, don't nobody want. I love y'all to death. And y'all, both of you ladies are beautiful, beautiful black women. You understand me? And to be in the limelight over Tay-Tay, over a man is not good. Just sit back and listen. He's not for you. That was an op move this gentleman made. You understand me? And you deserve better. No more publicity on his behalf. Because to me, he's just chasing clout at this moment, allegedly. And the ladies are going back and forth. Y'all see how beautiful Tommy looks? Tommy is beautiful. Okay? And for old guy to try to play games between the two of them is just, it's mind-blowing. Okay? And Tommy already called him out. She did. She already said his middle-aged car, middle-aged house. You know, nothing that she wants, she can get all on her own, okay? Tamar, and if that was your man, he should have been acting like your man, beautiful. You too good for him, and then now it's time for you to move on because he started moving like an op. He really did, just like Tommy said. He started moving like an op. Anytime they start telling your business, making pillow talk all about you, okay, you're moving like an op, baby. Listen, anyway, you deserve a better salt. Okay, if I'm going to get a salt, he going to act like a salt. Uh-huh. My salt ain't going to be running around here acting like pepper. Okay, we done already did pepper for years. Oh, my goodness. Wow. We done already did pepper for years. So it's time for you. Right, if you're going to date out, what I mean is, if you're going to date outside your race, make sure they act like the nationality you dating. Don't date wannabes. Cause if you want to date a wannabe, you should be in your own relationship with the people with the same color as you. That's all what I'm saying. I love y'all. Okay. It's your right. It's your lady. Why and why not? Because we can. It's Talking Tuesday. I have a whole lot I wrote down to talk about today. Okay. But true grandmother duties then came in. I was going to talk about Jaguar Wright revealing Jay-Z is revealing Jay-Z is a whole lot worse than Diddy, okay, could ever be. Okay, that's what she said. That's what Jaguar said, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. A little pull and talk. Right. A lot of people are saying that now. They saying Jay-Z way worse than Diddy. That's why Jay-Z quiet. See, he know how to be quiet. Okay, he know how to take care of them problems before they arise. Okay, allegedly. Okay, a word on the street, so to speak. Oh, Jaden Alexis canceled her show with Blueface. Mm-hmm, she tired. She getting tired. Young Miami exposes Diddy, confirms Cassidy claims Diddy should have another played ex-girlfriend. Ooh, Diddy. It's looking bad for Diddy. Diddy is just all over the web, dude. Diddy, you all over the web, sir. Okay, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Right. But we'll talk about all that tomorrow. All right, on Hump Wednesday. I love y'all. Take care of yourself. Listen, I want to ask a question before we leave. Listen here. Quick questions. I had a couple of quick questions. Okay. Oh, my goodness. They was talking about Kevin Gates takes a trans woman out for dinner and takes her allegedly back to his house to meet his wife. What? Then they go, wait, allegedly. Now, this is what the trans woman is saying. Now, she telling, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pull talk. I hate when y'all be talking. Y'all telling everything. Y'all don't keep nothing to y'all self no more. Okay, yeah, the trans woman allegedly spoke on the date. Okay, say how he took her back home, met his wife, and went in another room, and they boned. Allegedly, that's what they said. I don't know. I'm just saying, this is word on the street, so to speak. Baby, they got it going on over here, don't they? I'm telling you. We'll talk about more tomorrow. We're gonna talk about more tomorrow. I got a lot more to share with y'all, okay? But right now, I got to go ahead and jump from the studio to the kitchen, okay, to make my baby pancakes, orange juice, and egg because she's sick. Be careful with these kids, y'all. We got a virus out that's making the children sick. Remember about the virus? I told you about the pets. Okay, right. Our fur babies is getting sick. And the children, so y'all be careful out here. keep them kids warm. The fur babies, keep jackets and not jackets, but keep their little shirts on, their little pajama stuff on, keep them warm at all times so they can feel good. Now, if they're not looking good after 24 hours, take them to the vet. Now, our kids, you take their ass to the doctor immediately because they're going to sneeze and snitch out all that mucus, and they're going to need penicillin and some cough medicine to kill the shit, okay? Allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, y'all. God ain't done with me yet. I know I'm supposed to stop the cursing. I'm going to make it do what it do for me and you. You understand me? I love y'all. Any birthdays out here today? Happy birthday. Okay. Good happy birthday. Okay. Any birthdays? Happy birthday. Any anniversaries? Keep your woman. It's our anniversary. Y'all breaking up too much. Everybody trying to break up. No. Keep your woman. I still feel sad about, you know, our Queen Carly and, you know, her and her husband, you know, calling it quits and everything. But y'all, oh, God, I'm still mad at y'all. I'm still mad at y'all because y'all was too in it. And I just feel like it never had a chance. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I love y'all. Like I said, some people outgrow people. It could have been one of those situations. Okay, more on that story. As it develops. I love y'all. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Watch your surroundings. People ain't the same. They mean for no reason. Okay, they mean for no reason. Why y'all ain't tell me it was so hard to take care of grown adults when your parents is in their 70s and getting ready to be their 80s? They so hard-headed, y'all. So hard. It's hard, y'all. The other day, I feel sorry for my little brothers, my stepfather, my father. I love him because he's the only father I know. Right, went to the store late at night when he wasn't, just got out of the hospital. Okay, they had to hide the keys and got robbed, y'all. Okay, and they almost turned out the city. All right, he wasn't even supposed to be out there. This man finna be 75 years old on January 1st. Wasn't even supposed to be out there sick and out there because his wife is gone trying to, you know, to handle some business. He upset, so he gonna do something to mess up the whole family. See, but when they get older, they get hard. You have to hide the keys. You have to sit them down. Boy, I'm telling you, the elderly, they hard to deal with, but they your elderly. Keep that in mind. We love them to death, and we're going to do what we got to do to keep them here for as long as we do. But y'all didn't tell me. Boy, they act up. Don't they? Can't nobody tell them what to do. They hard-headed, and they do what they want to do. But keep going and keep praying, and God going to have you, and God going to take care of them. Just hide the keys. Don't let them drive no more and things like that. My daddy had 2 accidents in 3 minutes. So now we got to hide the keys. I told him I'm going to come out there and snatch the wires out the truck because he shouldn't even be driving no more. If you can barely see, your ass shouldn't be driving. It is I, Lady Y. I love you. I love you, Daddy. I love you, family, y'all. My family, my company, my squad. I love y'all, brothers. Take them keys to them cars. Boy, y'all ain't tell me senior citizens be turning up. Boy, my daddy act like an old gangster. Boy, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. I'm going to have y'all laughing. I'm going to have y'all laugh. That man had me pulling out the last taste of my sides I had left yesterday. You understand me? That's why I'm here today. I love y'all, okay? And I know without you, there's no me. I'm telling you, I love y'all, and I'm glad you're here. Peace and love. Mwah. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow because we're going to talk about them senior citizens and how they be acting the fork up, okay? Take the damn cars. Take the damn keys if you want them to live. I'm telling you, for real, because they get out there still be trying to drive, and then they going to wind up hurting somebody. Unintentionally, of course, right? But they ain't supposed to drive after a certain age. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. It is I, Lady Y. We have a whole lot to talk about tomorrow, and I'll be seeing you. Mwah. Peace and love, y'all. Stay blessed. Stay rest. And guess what? Make sure you dress. Okay. Talking Tuesday with I, Lady Y. I'm out. See you tomorrow.